So today, guys, let's look at how to write the conclusion of an IELTS task 2. A lot of IELTS students get confused at this part and try to rewrite and come up with new ideas. Effectively, they are wasting time that they should be spending in the body section, coming up with good ideas and showing off their grammar. One thing to remember about the IELTS task to conclusion is that it simply mirrors and restates the introduction. So if you did a good job writing the introduction and followed what I taught in podcasts 8 and 9, writing the conclusion should be very easy and should never take you more than 3 minutes. How is this possible, you might be asking? Well, it's possible because we have a template for the IELTS Task 2 conclusion. Before we look at the conclusion, however, it will be a good idea to go back and look at the question we used in podcasts 8 and 9. Here it is. Some people believe that it is best to accept a bad situation, such as an unsatisfactory job or shortage of money. Others argue that it is better to try and improve such situations. Discuss both these views and give your own opinion. If you remember, we made a beautiful introduction for this question. Here it is. Background statement. These days, many people are of the belief that rather than accept a difficult situation, like a disappointing job or a lack of finances, it might be better to try and make such a situation better. Thesis statement. The following essay will discuss why human beings should always strive to better themselves and give some examples to argue this case. So in podcast 11, we also wrote some nice topic sentences for this question. Here they are. Topic sentence 1, it is better to accept a bad situation. Topic sentence 2, we should always try and improve bad situations. So now we can make our conclusion. Our conclusion will use the following simple template. Conclusion sentence 1. Rewrite the introduction thesis statement using "this essay has." Conclusion sentence 2. Summarize the topic sentences. Conclusion sentence 3. Give your own opinion or a final thought with a linking word like consequently. Okay, guys, so now let's write a simple conclusion. This essay has discussed why people should always do their best to improve situations and has given some examples to support this case. Although it can be sometimes better to accept a hard situation, overall there is more benefit in change and improvement. Consequently, it is essential that we all do our best. Shall we look at the conclusion in a little more detail? So the S1, or the sentence 1, simply restated the thesis statement from the introduction, but it did not copy it word for word. It used some very nice synonyms. What were they? So in the original introduction, we had the word humans, and we changed it to people in the conclusion. The original introduction said, strive to better themselves, and we changed it to do their best to improve situations. The introduction said, give some examples, and we changed it to has given some examples. The second sentence combined both topics into one sentence and contrasted them with although and a comma. The final sentence used the connector consequently and the pattern it plus be plus adjective plus a relative clause. Okay, guys, so definitely try to write conclusions like this. If you need to score in the 7.0 plus range, this structure will not be enough. So get in contact with me and we can look at ways to push your IELTS writing ability even higher. If anyone has any questions about how to use discourse connectors for IELTS, please drop me a line at goldcoastielts@gmail.com. I'm always more than happy to chat with my listeners. Thanks a lot, guys, and see you next time. Okay, guys, so if you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online, along with MP3s for listening. So see you next time.